I'll be reading from Joshua chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
We are on a journey of transformation into Christ, a journey of reconciliation to God and to one another, a journey of healing, recovery, and renewal, a journey to live into and be formed by the steadfast love of God. This journey begins in baptism and continues all the way until we die. The journey is full of twists, turns, hills and valleys, and along the way we can stumble and fall. The journey is hard, because we live in the in-between, between the now and not yet, between Christ's death and Christ's return, between justification in the present and glorification in the future. So often on this journey, we feel struggle, we have pain, and we get discouraged. And yet, on this journey we find confidence, because we know that God is for us, and we know that in everything, God works. We know that we live under friendly skies, and God will never leave us nor forsake us. So despite the heartaches, despite the struggles, we walk forward. We persevere in faith. We find joy in our trials. And we trust and hope. We choose to walk by faith and not by sight. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, we choose to be strong and courageous, because we want to be a confident people on the redemptive journey.
Find ourselves in a very unique situation here at the beginning of 2021, because we just come through a very difficult past. 2020 was a hard year. Amen. Our lives were disrupted and things were changed dramatically, like we've never experienced before, because of the pandemic. We're always going to remember 2020. We're always going to remember that year. We're going to remember it like a historic milestone. Remember what happened in 2020 when the pandemic hit and how everything was changed. And it's been a hard, hard season. But we've come through that, and now we're getting ready to embark on this new year of 2021. But just because we're in a new year doesn't mean that things are going to be easier. It's a very uncertain future. Just because a calendar year changes doesn't mean that the struggles of the previous year have gone away. But 2021 could be just as difficult. I mean, after all, our nation is in complete turmoil right now. COVID is still giving a lot of havoc everywhere we go. Vaccination is the name of the game. That maybe if we can get vaccinated, maybe that can help us, and maybe we can get back to a life of normality. But we don't really know if that's the case or not. It's very uncertain. And so we find ourselves at kind of a crossroads between just coming through a very difficult past and getting ready to embark on a very uncertain future. And what is it that the Lord wants to say to us as we stand at that crossroads? So every year we choose a theme as a church. And that theme, the theme scripture, guides us as a church. It guides my preaching. It guides the teaching in our Bible classes. It kind of sets the tone for who we want to be as a church for the whole year. And the way we choose our theme is it revolves around our mission, our vision. Our vision is to be a church of mission, mercy, and transformation. And so we choose one of those three, and that becomes the focus that we want to have for the year, and then we choose a theme related to that. So this year is to be a year of transformation, a year of God bringing life change into our lives. And so what is it that God wants to say to us this year in 2021, Southside Church of Christ, to help us as we embark on a very uncertain year of transformation? Well, thankfully, this isn't the first time that the people of God have been at a crossroads between a difficult past and an uncertain future. In fact, that is precisely where the people of Israel were in Joshua chapter 1, between a difficult past and an uncertain future. Because on the one hand, their past had been so hard. Their past had been the wilderness. For 40 years, they had been walking around in circles in the wilderness, and it was so difficult in that wilderness. They had grumbled, they had complained, they had had hunger and thirst. They had had enemies that had threatened them. They had been seduced into idolatry. They had struggles with leadership and disputes among tribes. They had all sorts of difficulties. They had death. They had to bury loved ones in the wilderness. It was so hard and it was so painful. And yet they had made it through. They had made it through. By the grace of God, they had made it through that difficult past. But now they were here on the banks of the Jordan River, and their future was very uncertain. Because the last time that they were on the banks of the Jordan River, or nearby at least, they had sent 12 spies into the land of Canaan to spy out the land. And the 12 spies had come back, and they had given a report. And the report was that the land is really good, and it is flowing with milk and honey. But the people in that land, they're huge. And compared to them, we're like grasshoppers. And the people heard that report, and they became fearful, and they became scared. And they said, we don't want to go to that land. We don't want to go to Canaan. We want to go back to Egypt. In fact, they picked up stones to stone Moses because they didn't want to go forward. They wanted to go backward. And I wonder in Joshua 1 if the people were thinking the same thing. Is this going to happen again? Are we going to get fearful again? Are we going to say we don't want the land? We want to go back to Egypt. Are we going to be scared again? And besides that, at this point in Israel's history, they were going through a leadership transition. That up to this point, their leader had been Moses. And Moses had been a great leader. Moses had walked with the people through thick and thin. He had taken care of the people and protected them. He had spoken to God face to face. They could trust Moses. They knew that Moses had their best interest at heart. But now Moses is dead. And a new leader has risen, Joshua. And how did Joshua feel stepping into the footsteps of Moses? I heard one person put it, it'd be kind of like if Nick Saban had stepped down from being the head coach of Alabama, and you were asked to be the new head coach at Alabama, replacing someone who has won 7 national championships. How would you feel? You would feel overwhelmed. And Joshua felt overwhelmed. And I wonder if the people thought, are we going to get over into Canaan and realize that Joshua's not a good leader? He's not leading us well. He's not taking care of us. He's not protecting us. He's not doing a good job. And then besides all of that, the people really didn't know if they were going to like the land of Canaan. I mean, what if they get over to the land of Canaan and they don't like it? This is not a good land. We don't like our neighbors. We want to go back to Egypt. What if God doesn't come through? What if we lose some battles? What if we die over there? What if the Lord doesn't carry us along the way? It was a very uncertain future that they were getting ready to embark on. And so here are the people of God, and they're standing at this crossroads between a very hard past and a very uncertain future. And what does the Lord want to say to them? Israel was on a journey. And that journey actually started in Genesis chapter 12 when God called Abraham. And God told Abraham, I want you to leave your home, I want you to leave your family, and I want you to go to a land that I will show you. And I'll make your name great. I'll make you into a great nation. Everyone who blesses you, I will bless. Everyone who curses you, I will curse. And through you, I will bless all the families of the earth. And Abraham believed that call, and he started following the Lord. And he left his home looking for that land. And he had a son named Isaac. And Isaac had a son named Jacob. Jacob had 12 sons, and all of them were searching for that land. They were on a journey for that land. Eventually, their families moved down to Egypt because of a famine. There were 70 of them that moved to Egypt at that time. And they grew from 70 to literally millions. And they became enslaved for over 400 years by cruel Pharaoh in Egypt. And yet they held out that hope, that promise that someday there's going to be a land. God promised us a land. We're on a journey for a land. And then God sends Moses. And Moses comes, and through the 10 plagues, God delivers the people out of slavery, and he brings them through the Red Sea and takes them to Mount Sinai and makes a covenant with the people. And he tells them, I've got a land for you. You're on a journey for a land. They wander in the wilderness for 40 years, and the wilderness is difficult, and the wilderness is hard, but what keeps them going in the sand and the dirt and the dust of the wilderness is that they believe we're on a journey. We have a land. We got to keep going. And now here they are on the banks of the Jordan River at this critical moment in their journey. They're almost there. Not too much farther to go. And yet in some ways they've still got a long ways to go. But it's a critical moment in their journey to get that land that God promised. And what does the Lord say to the people at this critical moment in their journey? You know, each one of us are on a journey of transformation, journey that starts when you're baptized into Christ and it ends when you die. It's a journey full of twists and turns and hills and valleys. It's a journey full of ups and downs. It's a journey where sometimes you have to stop, and then at times you're to go. It's a journey where there are occasions where you have to rest, and then there are occasions where you need to move. But we're all on this journey, and I would venture to say that for each one of us in this room, and each one of you that are watching online, that 2021 is a critical moment in your journey. I don't know what 2021 lies ahead for your journey, but I'm sure it's a critical moment. But where's the journey going to take you in 2021? For some of us, in 2021, we're going to learn how on our journey to deal with grief because we've lost a loved one. For some of us, the critical moment in our journey is that in 2021, we're going to be dealing with a difficult disease, battling cancer or something of that nature. For some of us, this moment in our journey is that we're getting ready to have a child, or we're getting ready to have a grandchild. You're ready to have a great-grandchild. For some of us, in 2021, we're going to get married, or we're going to finish school, or we're going to graduate, and we're going to move to college. Some of us are going to change jobs this year. Some of us are going to start school or start a new degree program. Some of us are going to try to figure out what retirement's all about in 2021. What is it that's going to happen this year in your journey? Because we all are on a journey, and it's going to be a critical moment in your journey this year. What is it that God wants to say to you as you step into this journey that you're on? Well, it's not just you and I that are on a journey of transformation. Our church is on a journey. In 2021, our journey as a church is rebuilding. In fact, 2021 is going to be the re-year. Every re-word you can think of, that's what 2021 is going to be about. I made a list of them. In 2021, we're going to rebuild our ministries. We're going to reuse our building. We're going to regroup as a community. We're going to reconnect with brothers and sisters in Christ. We're going to readjust to a new normal. We're going to revision our future. We're going to reunify across differences. We're going to restart our Bible classes. We're going to renew our small groups. We're going to revive our walk with God. We're going to restore our hearts to the will of God. I can keep going, but I'll stop. I said at the 8 o'clock service, if you want to be in good terms with me, just come up to me and say a reword. And someone came up to me after and said, I think you need to rewind and do that again. It's going to be the re-year. It's going to be the rebuilding year. And I hope and I pray that in 2021, we'll start using our renovated, there's a reword, renovated space in our building. I hope in 2021 that we'll be able to hug one another again. I hope in 2021 we'll be able to gather in an even larger group than we are today and sing praises to God loudly and with energy. I pray that in 2021 we'll stop wearing masks. I hope in 2021 that we'll start using our baptistry again here in the building. It's been a while since we've used it. I hope that in 2021 we'll just be around one another more and we'll feel more of a spiritual connection and we'll feel more of a sense of momentum about the mission of God that God has called us to. I hope these things will happen in 2021. It's our journey that we're on, but it's not going to be easy. And I don't know the future. It's very uncertain. And I don't know what's going to happen. And there could be bumps along the road. And so what is it that God wants to tell us as a church, Southside Church of Christ, as we embark on this journey, this journey of rebuilding? Because whenever you're on a journey of an uncertain future, the temptation is to feel fear. And there's a lot of fear in our country right now. There's a lot of fear about a lot of things. There's fear about our government. There's fear about the future. There's fear about our finances. There are fears about the virus, about getting sick, about death. There's fear about our jobs. There's fear about our families. There's fear about our churches. There's fear everywhere. And it's so easy when you've come through a difficult past and you're getting ready to embark on an uncertain future on your journey, it's so easy to be fearful. And what is it that the Lord would want to tell His people as they're embarking on a new year to help them not be fearful? Here's what He said. He said this, be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. Say it with me. Be strong and courageous. Three times he tells Joshua, be strong and courageous. You know, that phrase is a unique phrase. It's used about 14 times in the Old Testament. And every time it's used, it's always at a crossroads moment. For example, when Moses was getting ready to die, Deuteronomy 31, Moses tells the people, be strong and courageous. When David was getting ready to die and Solomon was getting ready to become king and start the program of building the temple, David says, son, be strong and courageous. When the Assyrian army surrounded Jerusalem in a siege and it looked like the people of Israel were going to die, Hezekiah gathers the military troops together. And he says, men, be strong and courageous. And here, as the people of Israel are on the banks of the Jordan, coming from a difficult past, getting ready to go into an uncertain future, God says to his new leader, be strong and courageous. And each time he says it, he connects it with a truth that he wanted the people to know as they went forward on their journey. And I want to share these three truths with you because we need these three truths as we move forward in 2021. I want you to write them down if you've got a pen or paper nearby. These three truths that the Lord gives to Joshua and the people of Israel. Number one, he says, be strong and courageous because I have a plan. I have a plan. He says, Joshua, you don't have to worry about crossing the Jordan and figuring out what's going to happen next, because I have a plan. That I've had a plan ever since the days of Abraham that you're going to get this land. And so I'm going to make sure that my people inherit this land. I've got a plan. And so your job is not to worry about that. Your job is just to trust me. Be strong and courageous because I have a plan. And in church, as we enter into 2021, one thing that we can hold on to is God has a plan. God's got a plan for your life. God's got a plan for me. God's got a plan for Southside Church of Christ. And so my job is not to worry and be fearful. My job is to trust, to have faith, to be strong, courageous. God's got a plan. Number two, be strong and courageous because my word is true. The Lord tells Joshua, as you're trying to figure out how to be a leader, you don't have to do it by yourself. You don't have to figure things out as you go. There's a manual that will show you how to lead. There's a guidebook that will teach you how to do this. It's called my law. Moses wrote it down. It's my word. It's true. Focus on that. In fact, he says, don't even divert to the right or to the left. Just stay right in the middle. Just follow my word and just be obedient. Be strong and courageous and be obedient. That's what the Lord says. And it's the same with us. Lord, the Lord says to each of us, you're trying to figure out how to march forward in 2021. You don't need to be going to some media site to figure out how to make sense of our world. You just need to be going to the Word of God. The Word of God will show you the way. The Word of God will teach you how to live. The Word of God will transform your mind. The Word of God will show you how you are to behave. Why? Because His Word is true. Be strong and courageous. Be obedient. His Word is true. Number three, He says, be strong and courageous because I'm with you. I'm with you. He says, Joshua, don't think when you cross the Jordan River that you're crossing alone. Don't think when you go to Jericho and to Ai and to the other cities in Canaan to go on this task of conquest that you go alone. You don't go alone, Joshua. I'm right there with you. In fact, I'm leading the way. So you just got to follow me. Just got to follow me. In the same way with us, church, our elders who lead our church, they do not lead alone. Our small group leaders who lead our small, they do not lead alone. Our Bible class teachers who teach our Bible, they do not teach alone. The Lord goes with us. The Lord leads the way. The Lord guides us. And so our responsibility is to follow Him. And so we be strong and courageous because the Lord is with us. And the whole goal of all of this was to help Joshua understand that as he assumed this place of leadership and as they embarked on this critical moment of their journey as the people of Israel, as they crossed that cold water of the Jordan River, that they were not to cross with fear and with worry and with anxiety. Instead, Joshua was to lead with boldness and with courageousness and resilience because the Lord was with them. And church, that's going to be our focus in 2021. That as a church embarking on our journey of rebuilding, that what we want to do and what we want to be is that we want to be strong and courageous. And that's what we're going to talk about this year. My first sermon series this year, get ready for it. Get ready for it. The first sermon series this year is going to be from the book of Numbers. Aren't you excited now? I know you are. But the book of Numbers gets a bad rap, but it's really about journey. It's about being in the wilderness. It's about walking with God. It's about learning what God does for us in the wilderness. And we're going to spend some time learning about that. Then I'm going to do a series about having confidence in our faith and what we believe. I'm going to invite you to ask me questions, and I'm going to respond to your questions so that we can hopefully have more confidence in what we believe and in the gospel and the truth. And in the fall, we're going to talk about perseverance. We're going to talk about running the race. We're going to talk about finishing strong. And we're going to look at passages in the New Testament that talk about running and talk about persevering and endurance. And then, which all plans are tentative, as we learned from 2020, right? But our plan is that we want to have a Southside race. We're going to practice perseverance together. Not everybody has to participate, okay? But we're going to practice this together. And then I'm going to preach from 1 and 2 Timothy, where Paul writes two letters to a young minister to give him courage. We're going to talk about how do you have courage when you have to do hard things. And the goal is that this year, as we go on our journey, that we'll be strong and courageous. And as we seek renewal in our faith, we'll be strong and courageous. And as we try to reconnect with brothers and sisters that might have fallen along the way, we'll be strong and courageous. And as we seek healing in the midst of disease, we'll be strong and courageous. And as we try to stay sober and clean, we'll be strong and courageous. And as we try to unify in a world that is trying to divide us, we're going to be strong and courageous. And when Satan comes at us, as he's going to do this year, we're going to put our faith in Christ, and we're going to be strong and courageous. And when we find that moment where we can speak the truth in a time where there's a lot of lies, we're going to be strong. We're going to be courageous. When we have that moment when we can help someone in need or reach out to those that are poor or be a kind and healing hand to someone who's hurting, we're going to be strong and courageous. And we're going to do it because we know that the Lord has a plan. And his word is true. And he goes with us. I recently read a story about a lady named Madonna Booter. She's referred to as the Iron Nun. She's a Catholic nun, and she loves to run. She's run marathons and triathlons. She's actually in her 80s. And in 2005, when she was 75, she went and ran the Hawaii Ironman triathlon. She was the first woman to ever complete it. She did it when she was 75. Well, the next year, 2006, she was invited back to the Ironman, and they were having a gathering the night before the race, and they asked Madonna if she would say a few words, give a little pep talk to all the runners before they embark on this race, and this is what she said. She said, "Tomorrow, when things get tough out there, remember, you were loved into existence. If you get discouraged and want to quit, if you get injured and can't finish, if things don't go the way you hope, even though you've trained for this day for months or even years, even then remember, you were loved into existence." And I feel like the Lord was saying to Joshua and saying to us today basically the same thing. You've come through a hard past. You're getting ready to embark on an uncertain future. And it's not always going to be easy. And there's going to be bumps along the way. And you might stumble and you might fall. And you might get discouraged and you might get weary. And you might want to give up. But remember this, you are loved into existence. And God's got a plan. And his word is true. And he goes with you. And so be strong and courageous. There's a song that I hope that we'll be able to learn this year. The song is called By Faith. We're not going to sing it this week, so don't worry. But hopefully at some point we will sing it. But I just want to share with you the chorus of that song. It says this, that we will stand as children of the promise. We will fix our eyes on the one, our soul's reward. Until the race is finished, until the work is done, we will walk by faith and not by sight. And so in 2021, may we as the Southside Church of Christ be a confident people on the redemptive journey. Let's pray together. Almighty God, we come before you as we begin this new year, and we know, Lord, it's an uncertain future and an uncertain journey that we're on. And it's very tempting for us to feel fear and be overwhelmed. But Lord, I pray that you would help us to stand as children of the promise. Help us to fix our eyes on him, our soul's reward, until the race is finished, and until the work is done. Help us to walk by faith and not by sight. Help us to be strong and courageous. We pray in the name of Jesus, and we all say together, amen. And if we can help you on your journey, we're going to have ministers and elders up here, and we'd love to pray with you and encourage you any way that we can. If we can help you to take that next step on your journey, to help you be confident, to find that courage that comes from the Lord, we want to help you do that. Or maybe you're ready to start your journey by being baptized into Christ. If we can help you now, please come as together we stand and sing.